Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the halfway point of the four-hour transmission. We're here live, noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 2 Mountain. Thank you for joining us. Continuing with your phone calls, G. Edward Griffin on the globalist master plan to take over the planet. He's been fighting him for 45 years, best-selling author, researcher, filmmaker, G. Edward Griffin, joining us after this quick break. Let's go ahead now and go to Gabe in New York. Gabe, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I have a couple quick points I want to push for. Yesterday, you discussed the carbon taxation, and I got to tell you, I'm affected by that now. I got asthma, and they just got rid of the generic company, so now I'm stuck. Instead of paying $25 for my medication, I got to pay $60. And it's all for the environment. These eugenicists, they love us so much. They also love my grandmother, who they gave DS, a fertility drug, which had serious birth defects. And I also found some other interesting information I wanted to run by you. I found an interesting New World Order quote on a German propaganda archives. They talk about, it's listen to the Secret of Japan's Strength. That's, you can find it. And what else we got here? Oh, yeah. I have photos. I have some photos I'd like to issue you because during the Memorial Day weekend at Jones Beach, I had military troops on the boardwalk with 30 caliber machine guns.
And amazing.
How do I send those to you?
The best email, CC it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Aaron with two A's. Send them to showtips@infowars.com and write a short blurb describing what you saw. But no, the Homeland Security's announced they're going to put 379,000 troops on the streets of America. And when Aaron and crew were in Louisiana doing interviews for the new film last week, they ran into City Year with camouflage on their faces. No, you cannot make this stuff up. And we're just drowning in evidence. We've got so much evidence coming in, piling up of the slow, incremental paramilitary takeover of the country that I don't even know where to start. It's just mind-blowing. What were the troops with their machine guns doing?
You're not exaggerating on any of this information at all. I could throw out a million points here. All my rich banking cousin does is tell me to get a life and I'm delusional to even question this stuff. His wife works for Pfizer. I mean, these people are disgusting. You want to know what the New World Order is? Come visit my family for a weekend. You can go find out. Because these people have the same psychology that you have discussed with G. Edward Griffin. They're the same type of people. Disgusting. And then I look at the population, for example. The Yankees, World Series, the Yankees fans won. What I see these people doing, they're cheering in the streets. Is they care more about the fact that they have Philly fans out there. They're willing to go out and fight in the streets. I have video footage where fans are fighting each other. They have more passion to fight each other over a baseball game than Goldman Sachs robbing the country for $23.7 trillion in broad daylight. I guess we got to start telling these fans that Goldman Sachs are a bunch of Phillies or Red Sox fans. And maybe these Yankee fans will start waking up.
That's a good idea. Tell New Yorkers that Goldman Sachs is the Red Sox and Goldman Sachs will all be arrested next week. No, I mean, that's a great point you make, that people will go out and riot and kill each other over a football or baseball or basketball game. Or, you know, when the Bulls used to win in Chicago, you know, they'd burn half the town. Oh, but so what if foreign banks are openly killing the dollar and destroying our children's future? That's wonderful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Now, that was a good call, Gabe, in New York. That's the kind of rants I want on the comment line that we're going to start playing more and more clips of here on the show. 512-646-4444. Thank you so much, caller. We'll be right back with G. Edward Griffin on the other side of this quick break. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, so start your engines.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's going to be with us till about 45 after in the next hour. And we're going to have wide open phones next hour for G. Edward Griffin. He's a writer and documentary film producer with many successful titles to his credit. He's listed in Who's Who in America. He's a well-known because of his talent for researching difficult topics and presenting them in clear terms that all can understand. He has dealt with such diverse subjects as archaeology and ancient Earth history, the Federal Reserve System, international banking, terrorism, internal subversion, the history of taxation, U.S. foreign policy, science and politics, cancer therapy, the Supreme Court, and the United Nations. He's best known for his works include The Creature from Jekyll Island, World Without Cancer, The Open Gates of Troy, No Place to Hide, The Capitalist Conspiracy, More Deadly Than War, The Grand Design, The Great Prison Break, and The Fearful Master. And he's had a long, long, long media history. What is it, 45 years fighting the New World Order, G. Edward Griffin?
Well, Alex, I think I really was in full armor and on my horse about 1960. Yeah, so we're definitely 1960.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 49 years.
Yeah.
Well, you've certainly done well. You're a living icon, and certainly, you know, you're like good wine, though. You've aged well. You just get sharper and even better.
Thank you. I love that. An icon. Well, okay, I have to be something. Might as well be an icon.
Well, let me just put a plug in here right now, because you are a big part of Fall the Republic. And I want to unveil to listeners the new cover. The first couple of runs we did with the Obama on the cover. And I started thinking, you know, I don't want to make this just about Obama, even though he's their front man. And so we have the Statue of Liberty plunging down to its destruction with Obama down here at the podium. Fall of the Republic Collector's Edition, now available at Infowars.com. When you order it, this is the cover and the film you'll be getting. And I got to say, this latest print, we even did a better res, higher quality encode. Most people won't notice it, but this is just the most beautiful encode we've ever done on a film. It just looks like dynamite. The information is power-packed, and G. Edward Griffin is a big contributor to Fall of the Republic, so I hope folks will get it today. Okay, going back to G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward, I've got so many questions, so many things I want to go over with you today, but the first thing I want to ask you is, 49 years fighting this, publishing best-selling books, really the name over the last half century, you know, you're the person that people point at and say he's the icon. Even if some of the old timers were still alive, you would still be bigger than they are. And I'm not saying that for ego. I'm pointing out you have been a prime mover, a central force against the globalist. And with the long view of history, if we wouldn't have had you and others 50 years ago fighting and planting seeds and getting laughed at, we wouldn't be having this giant awakening that's blooming today that is really threatening the globalists, and they admit in their own documents, as you know, that they could lose control. That's why they're trying to bum rush us right now and bring in the entire program and accelerate it. So people need to understand it's not going to be an instant victory, and we'll talk about your long view of history and how we can beat these people coming up. But first, what is it like to see them openly announcing the world government, openly announcing the carbon tax, openly announcing it's going to be the IMF as the world rulers? We will pay our taxes to private bankers, to Al Gore. Everything you wrote about 20, 30, 40 years ago, because you were reading their own documents, to now see it actually taking place. The republic is falling. The dollar is falling. World government is rising. Break that down. Get into the healthcare takeover, the collectivist, the carbon tax, what we're witnessing, and with your long view of history, how you think this fight is going to unfold. G. Edward Griffin.
Well, that's quite an interesting perspective wrapped up in a question there. I have to answer your question with a single word. It feels eerie. It's like having a bad nightmare. You wake up and you say, oh, that was just a nightmare. Oh, come on, get it out of your mind. It's just a nightmare. Repeat after me. It's just a nightmare. And then all of a sudden, the events and the nightmare start to unfold before your eyes, and you go back and you say, oh, no, it's not a nightmare. This is reality. And it's that kind of an eerie feeling. You could probably write a good movie around that theme of a nightmare that becomes reality. But that's really how I feel about it. You know, when you read the documents of the elitists of the world and you know exactly what they plan and how they think, it is sort of an academic experience in the beginning because you're still living in a system of a lot of freedom and quite a bit of security and prosperity. And so what you're saying, even though you know it's true, has this unreal-like quality. You think, well, am I right? Are they really going to pull that off? And then you look around and say, yep, they're moving on it. So then you go back and you get serious again. But there's a long period in the beginning, Alex, when I have to tell you, it just didn't seem quite real, even though I knew it was. So here we are all these years later. And now, of course, there's no question that the scenarios that we put together, not our scenarios, it was their scenario, actually, that it was quite real. And we're living through it now. And it's kind of like, I use another analogy. It's like you're drifting along in a small rowboat or a canoe, and the water is kind of quiet and calm, and the birds are singing. It's a beautiful sunny day, and the water is very calm, and you're moving and enjoying watching the fish jump and all that sort of thing. But you know, because you've looked at the map, you know that you're in a river that's headed toward a huge waterfall. And you have a pretty good idea that it's down there maybe a couple of days away. So you're not worried about it now, but you know you've got to get out of that stream of water pretty soon. And so you're drifting along and everything is fine, but the closer you get to that waterfall, the more rapid the water seems to move. And now here we find ourselves with this little rowboat moving quite rapidly, and you can hear the sound, the roar of the water. You can't see it yet, but you can hear it. So that's another way of looking at it. I'm trying to give you the emotional experience that I have. it's a very unnerving thing.
Well, that is a perfect way to describe it. And we've now rounded the bend, and we see the mist and steam rising up from Niagara. And I believe we can now actually see the waterfall. I mean, they're openly announcing world government. They're openly announcing carbon taxes, micromanaging our lives, one-child policies. Times of London comes out and says billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation, secret meetings. We know that this is a hellish system. And just like people could hear the waterfall in 1917 Russia, or they could hear the waterfall in 1935 Germany, as bad as it already is, we know it's going to get a lot worse. And as you said, as we near the fall, the water gets faster and faster and faster. And the globalists were denying. They were blaring on loudspeakers from the woods on the sides of the river for decades that there is no waterfall. Everything's fine. Go to sleep in the rowboat. Relax. Drink a beer. Watch a ball game. And now as we see the waterfall and see broken ships at the bottom from history and tyranny past and mass murder past, and we see all the ghosts of those killed by tyranny, they're now saying, oh, it is a waterfall, but you're only safe by going over the edge. Global government is the solution. G. Edward Griffin.
Well, I think you said it so well, as usual, Alex. Yeah, they're saying, look, if you stay where you are, you're going to be dashed against a rock. So therefore, go over the waterfall. Come with us. We will lead you over the waterfall. There's a nice big lake down there. It'll be all calm again. The beginning of the video that you produced, that magnificent video, The Fall of the Republic, you've got a speech by Obama in which he's talking about the need for change. It's kind of his campaign rhetoric, but re-wrapped up in post-presidential events, that, yes, we had no choice. We had to, we can't look back, he was saying. We can't ignore it. We can't pretend like it's not there. We must deal with it in all of those platitudes. And he's right in that sense. But then he says, we cannot continue what we were doing. But to any informed observer, that's the biggest laugh of all, because that is exactly what the present administration is doing. They are continuing what they were doing, except they're accelerating it somewhat. So there's no change in direction. It's always headed toward that waterfall. And yes, you're quite right. They're saying you got to go over the waterfall because you can't stay where you are. Well, that's not much of a choice, is it?
No, it's not. And on both sides of us are the Republic. Beautiful fields, forests. You know, we could build our civilization back if we had the engine of liberty. But instead, they're saying, oh, no, don't get out of the boat. Just keep going over the waterfall. Everything is going to be fine, but we know it's not going to be fine. We know that's a 1,000-foot drop down to those rocks below. We know that hundreds of other civilizations have gone over these falls, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they have. And I guess it's time to abandon the analogy, because actually when the people who are calling the shots today, they don't like the rowboat we're in. That rowboat provides way too much stability for people in them, and they really want that rowboat destroyed. They want the people in the water. They want the people, clamoring for life rings or lifesavers that the government will throw out to them, because they want the people out of those boats and into the water. And that's the reality.
Because they're sharks. The banks, in their own documents, want vertical integration. As Maurice Strong said, they want to wreck the economy so we all go on collectivist welfare so they can call the shots on everything.
Exactly. They're power freaks, and that's how they get their jollies, and that's it. It's the only trick they know. They're collectivists. They believe in that ideology of collectivism with all-powerful government at the top. And people serving the state at the bottom. And that's just fine with them, because they know that they're in the structure either at the top or far enough toward the top to have a very comfortable life, while the rest of us are servants. So it's as simple as that. And the trouble is, with most Americans, they can't imagine that there are people out there with that kind of a vision, because it's not their vision. They think there is no one that actually wants to rule the world, but they're so wrong.
History shows that elites always want to rule the world. They always dominate. They always enslave. But somehow this psychological idea got implanted that corruption doesn't exist in government.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
G. Edward Griffin is our guest. Short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to break down what's happening currently. But G. Edward, in this brief five-minute segment, can you give people an overview of, say, Norman Dodd and the Reese Committee, the Church Committee, Carol Quigley, if the documents from the elite similar to more modern ones like Eco Science, written by the White House science czar, where they admit planetary government. And then now Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General 2 weeks ago, editorial in the New York Times titled, "We Can Do It," saying global government is here and it's going to be funded by carbon taxes. We'll talk about that coming up. But a few founding documents for people that want to do research.
Yeah, I think that's important to get as close to the roots of this as possible. Of course, you can go back practically to Adam and Eve if you want to, but you don't need to go that far. One of the most eye-opening documents that I discovered early in my research, Alex, was the testimony of a fellow by the name of Norman Dodd. Norman Dodd, this was in the 1940s, right after the end of World War II. There was a lot of concern among a lot of Americans, and particularly some newspaper editors. The Hearst newspaper chain in particular was very concerned in writing editorials about the tax-exempt foundations in America, obviously promoting what was in those days blatant communist propaganda. I found that hard to believe when I read those editorials. But I went to the documents themselves from the tax-exempt foundations, and lo and behold, they were right. They were publishing essays written by, guess who? Joseph Stalin, praising the glories of communism and socialism and how the end of capitalism was the only way for the world to go and so forth. This was stuff being distributed by some of the largest, most prestigious American tax-exempt foundations. And it was just amazing, because it was hard for me to believe that would happen, but there it was in the historical record. And so the Hearst papers and others, a lot of newspapers around the country, were writing editorials exposing this, and of course that triggered a lot of alarm on the part of the American people, and they wanted their government. People in those days, like today, still thought that their government, you know, represented them. And so they wanted their government to investigate this, not realizing that already, even in those days, our own government was being heavily influenced by tax-exempt foundations and the financial interests that supported them. But anyway, the idea was that they wanted an investigation of these tax-exempt foundations to see if they were, in fact, un-American, is the word they used. That they were advocating systems that required the destruction of the American way of life and using a process that was not constitutional. I mean, the American system is designed to be changed if necessary, and if it's the will of the people, but there's a constitutional path for that change. And so they were concerned about groups such as the Communist Party in those days pursuing an unconstitutional path through a violent revolution. And that sort of thing. So there was a committee established in Congress, headed by Congressman Carol Reese. And I've forgotten the exact title of the committee. It's a long title, but they just referred to it as the Reese Committee. And its purpose was to investigate tax-exempt foundations. Well, that's just background. What they hired a fellow by the name of Norman Dodd to be their chief investigator. And Norman Dodd was, he came from banking circles, actually. Excuse me. He had worked for some of the largest banks of New York. He knew how the power structure worked and all of that. And he was not very happy with it, as a matter of fact. He had left banking. And, we won't go through his career, but eventually they did select him to be the chief investigator. So now we finally get to the Norman Dodd testimony, which I ran across, I guess in the middle 1960s, when I was researching a lot of the government documents put out by the House Committee on American Activities and the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee. And one of those obscure documents, and believe me, I had stacks of these things that probably, if they were all put on top of each other, would probably go 8 feet to the ceiling of the House here. And one of those obscure documents, I ran across the testimony of Norman Dodd, and it almost knocked my socks off. He was basically saying that when he investigated these tax-exempt foundations, he found out that there was nestled inside of them literally a cabal of people, very powerful, wealthy people, who were trying to destroy America.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
I want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors. We're going right back to G. Edward Griffin. He's really an archaeologist. Going back into the congressional record, going into the foundation's own records, and showing you the embryonic development of what has grown into this monster today. That's coming up in one moment. I want to tell you about EcuadorCentral.com. You know the country Ecuador? EcuadorCentral.com. It's your duty to know every option you have to protect you and your family, whether you're looking for a rental property, a new start, or you just want to know your options. I urge you to go to EcuadorCentral.com. The website is great. I will give you all the information you want to know before you go. They will give it to you at EcuadorCentral.com. Go there and see what folks are doing. Whether you are interested in real estate investment, travel, or just want to see pictures and videos, go to EcuadorCentral.com. That's EcuadorCentral.com. Also, MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. And here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Okay, G. Edward, you're getting into the Reese Committee, reading the testimony of Norman Dodd, this high-powered investigator hired by Congress. You have the actual foundation documents that we know of as the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, later the Ford Foundation. They're now quite public about all this. And I want you to go through the testimony first and then into modern times. But here's a microcosm example. Eco-barons lead the way. Times of London Today. And it says the global rich are going green as never before. The first Sunday Times Green Rich List shows that enthusiasm among the world's wealthiest for investments in areas as diverse as electric cars, solar power, and geothermal energy is unaffected by recession. So they always say, oh, it's about better cars and things that sound reasonable. But when you actually read the minutes of these meetings that have been covered by the media, it's population control. How do we shut off the resources? How do we destroy the industrial society? How do we bring back a neo-feudal type of serfdom to control everyone? And here's another Times of London. Billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threats. And at the end of the article, it says the Rockefeller Foundation put it on at Rockefeller University. It was secret, but they told the Times some of what happened. And they said, why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they could and said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as an alternative world government, he said, because this meeting went on a week before Bilderberg this year. Now, you then see the Rockefeller Foundation as the nexus or the directorship, and you're the expert on this, I'm just telling the listeners about it, of all the new carbon tax laws, where they decide who can have a business, where they decide what gets developed, what governments fund. This is the private banking cartel through government power in a tyrannical fashion, taking complete control over society. Please continue.
Yes, well, boy, there's so much on that. And it all, as you said earlier, it goes back to the earliest beginnings of which I'm aware, where they actually talked about these strategies, was when the tax-exempt foundations have amassed tremendous amounts of financial firepower. I mean, we're talking about, as you mentioned, the Carnegie Endowment Fund for International Peace, the Rockefeller Foundation Fund, the Ford Foundation. People cannot imagine the tremendous amount of money that these tax-exempt foundations have in their bank accounts and invested in producing constant flow of money. And they use it, the general impression is that they use it for philanthropic purposes. But now we're talking about Norman Dodd, who started to investigate these organizations and found out that under the name of or the cover of philanthropy, they were actually doing social engineering, and they were doing a government change, and that they were trying to change the characteristic of the American society, and that was quite astounding. And when I read this testimony, I just found it almost impossible to believe, and so I was traveling in those days back to Virginia, and we had hired a television crew, and we were putting together a little documentary on some topic. It wasn't this at all. I've even forgotten the topic at the present time. But I do know that we had a weekend where we had no appointments and no interviews, and so I decided to see if I could locate Norman Dodd, because I knew the last reference I had, they said he lived in Virginia someplace. And so I just opened up the telephone directory and started to look through to see if I could find how many Norman Dodds there were. There were only about three. And so I decided to call the first one on the list, and it was him. It was almost incredible. Good luck. I said, Mr. Dodd, are you the same one who was the investigator for the Reese Committee? He said, yes, that is I. And I said, well, how wonderful. I'm here. I have a camera crew, and I'm interested in your testimony. Would you like to speak for our cameras? He said, well, of course, young man, of course. This is many years ago. And so we got him over to where we were staying, and I actually captured his whole story on videotape. And it was a good thing, because by that time he was advanced in years, and he was not very well at all, and it wasn't, I think it was less than a year later that he passed away. So we were fortunate enough to get his testimony again, this time spoken to our cameras, and I had a chance to question him. So I became very, very personally familiar with his story, and I might say that if anybody is interested in this, you can find the complete description. description of what he said, and you can find even a reference to the film, the documentary film, which we produced based on his testimony, which is called The Hidden Agenda. And you can find all of that on our website. In fact, since we're talking about documents, I think a good reference point would be to come to the Freedom Force website. That's freedomforceinternational.org. And when you get there to the landing page, you'll see across the top a subsection called The Issues. And if you'll just navigate to The Issues, and at the bottom of that page, you'll see a series of essays and references which include almost all of the documents that we're talking about, Alex, including the Norman Dodd testimony.
Absolutely, and people can also Google Norman Dodd, and the video is out on the web, and it's all the key info is there at the Freedom Force website. We'll give that all out before you leave us again as well. We also have Carol Quigley, and I want to speak some about that and then get into what's currently happening as we come down to the end game, and suddenly they go from denying their plans that they were building behind the curtains. Now they're launching this war mock, this juggernaut against us, so they've unveiled it. And they are pushing it and telling everybody how great it is and how wonderful it is and how fantastic it is. So let's discuss terms here, because we start talking about a communist conspiracy. People think it's a bunch of guys in black uniforms running around in Russia 100 years ago. Can you explain to people why the ultra-rich always fund wealth-transferring programs and always bill it and paint it and package it as if it's a revolution of the people, and why ultra-rich make their wealth and keep their wealth and expand their wealth through monopolies, through collectivist governments in all their forms? Because people go, communism, why are the rich funding it? You know, why do the rich love communist China so much? Explain that to people.
Yeah, it's really looking at the wrong place if you're asking why the super rich are collectivists or gravitate into government. It's they're really the rich aspect of their characteristics is not the main thing. It's they're power mad people. And money is one of the most important levers of power. And so power-mad people, these control freaks, the predator class, in different ways of saying the same thing, they will gravitate toward any mechanism of power. Well, that's government, isn't it? If you can control the levers of governmental power, you can really control the population, and you can have all the money. So it's kind of it's a merger. And they can pretend to be collectivists on the left or collectivists on the right. It makes no difference. Right and left wings are merely two wings of the same ugly bird, which is collectivism. And like any wings on a bird, they'll flap against each other in order to fly. You need both wings to fly. And so there's the appearance of conflict so that, you know, politically speaking, all the dum-dums down at the bottom of this mechanism think that they're, you know, participating in their own political destiny because they can go to the polls and they can vote the rascals out and vote Republican this time. Oh, we don't like that. We'll go vote Democrat the next time. And the two wings beat against each other and the bird flies. And so that's true not only in our country, but it's true around the world. And it's true through much of modern history that the conflict, that the big major conflicts of the world, of which we're familiar, World War One, World War Two, and the conflict that goes on today, which I would call World War Three, it's now going on, is a conflict to a large extent between two branches of world collectivism.
Okay, we had our customary phone drop, so we're going to get G. Edward Griffin back on. In fact, let's just have Genesis do it. Give Genesis his phone number, and we'll just go with the Genesis phone system and test that out that way. Again, G. Edward Griffin is our guest today. And while we're getting G. Edward Griffin back on the line, again, I'll just point out that he is in the film Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic, America's Last Stand, Make the Choice, Liberty or Tyranny. Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and that the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. A sign of a dictatorship is in its final stages of completion, and laws protecting basic human rights are now being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. A worldwide regime controlled by an unelected corporate elite is implementing a planetary carbon tax system that will dominate all human activity and establish a system of neo-feudal slavery. The image makers have carefully packaged Obama as the world's savior. He is the Trojan horse manufactured to pacify the people just long enough for the globalists to complete their master plan. The film reveals the architecture of the New World Order and what the power elite have in store for humanity. More importantly, it communicates how we the people can retake our government, turn the criminal tide, and bring the tyrants to justice. Fall of the Republic, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to G. Edward Griffin, our line drop to you. Continue where you left off, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I was talking to a dead phone. But anyway, it was probably the universe speaking to me because I realized I was digressing from your initial question, which is why do these people always, gravitate toward government? And the word that was used was the super rich or the very rich. Well, actually, you know, in the beginning of this country, America surpassed the rest of the world through a very simple principle. It's called free enterprise competition. And under those conditions, people compete. They produce the best product and service they possibly can at the lowest possible price. And this leads to great systems of efficiency and productivity. And that, in my view, is what made America so great, because we came from a virtual wilderness. Europe was already far ahead of us, but we bypassed Europe because of free enterprise competition. Well, then about toward the end of the 1800s, these very wealthy people who had become the captains of industry, as they like to call them, you know, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and so forth, had already reached great fortunes, acquired great fortunes, and decided that competition was no longer in their best interest. And they began to look for ways to eliminate competition. In fact, John D. Rockefeller said it best. He's quoted by all of his biographers. He said, "Competition is a sin." Well, of course, it's a sin if you're at the top of the pyramid and you don't want anybody competing with you because you're already in first place. Then you say competition is a sin. And from that period of history, about the 1880s on, there was a rather substantial and rapid change in the way Americans did business. Instead of free enterprise competition, they began to coalesce into cartels and form monopolies and to go into partnership with government to pass laws, always in the name of protecting the people, but laws which in reality eliminated competition and was able to throw competitive advantage in the direction of those with political influence. And so we saw a change in the way people became rich. It used to be they became rich by competing and by producing goods and services. And then by the 1900s, they became rich by not competing and instead using their prowess and their expertise to buy politicians, to create laws that would eliminate their competition and give them unfair advantage. And so that is
that's how we see the big bankers publicly funding fascism and communism, now declassified, that Hitler and Mussolini were MI5 and were basically set up. I mean, this is the sophistication of the Milner Group and this British model, this imperial model of hiding your true government behind front men. And so elites can come in and have the government give them the power to issue currency and credit and buy up the planet. But still, some people don't want to sell. So now you pass big environmental laws, which the Rockefellers admit they founded, which they also founded the worldwide acceptance of eugenics. Over 100 years ago, as you know, the rock stars were scientists. And these elites were smart. They financed most of the scientists. And they said, come up with systems of social control to divide and conquer people, to dumb them down, to take over government, to centralize control, to take over education, to render the public weak and impotent against us. As Bertrand Russell said, through social engineering that the elite finance, in his own words, a rebellion by the lower classes, or the proles, as he called us, using communist terminology, though he worked for the big money banks and was MI6 himself and OSS before that, Nobel Prize winner. He said a rebellion by the proles will be as unthinkable as a rebellion of sheep against the practice of eating mutton, or sheep is what mutton means for those that don't know. So they're saying we're blind, dumb sheep, that sheep don't rebel against their owner when they're getting slaughtered, do they, G. Edward?
Well, no, and cattle don't, and a lot of all those domesticated animals don't, and now we're back to Norman Dodd, because what he discovered when he was talking with the heads of these tax-exempt foundations is that they were laying a master plan which was had as its goal how to make the population of America docile, like cattle and sheep, and how to get them to accept all of these things without complaining. And the strategy they came up with was absolutely brilliant.
Stay there. We're going to talk about that strategy on the other side, then bring it forward to current times and then the future with G. Edward Griffin. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's Science Czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details 7 must-own stocks, including a gold stock with 6-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
G. Everett Griffin is our guest with us until about 45 minutes into the next hour. Your phone calls are coming up. Okay, G. Everett, you've got to the point of domestication. And literally, we have hundreds of textbooks, thousands of white papers, congressional reports, the foundations themselves, scientific dictatorship, global government to carry out a global police state. That's their quotes. To force one-child policy, sterilization, eugenics. Mainstream news reporting, the elite are obsessed with this. These are very, very greedy people. They want the life extension technologies. They want the cancer cures for themselves. They want total control. They want it now. So now Al Gore admits his new movies about how it's a religion, how the environment's a religion. They always plan to have the UN religion. It's all now happening. Please continue.
Well, yes, and just before the break, we were talking about the strategy, the fact that this is not an accident, that this is not new. This is the foundation for this was laid in strategic form, well, at the turn of the last century. But we were talking about Norman Dodd. I keep coming back to him because I think there's so much to be learned from his testimony. And basically, when he went in, he talked to the head of the Ford Foundation. There's a guy by the name of Gaither, I think was his name. And he said, Mr. Gaither, I would like very much to know what you folks are doing here. And he said, without any hesitation, Gaither said, well, Mr. Dodd, I can tell you exactly what we're doing here. He said, we are putting our resources to work so as to change the United States of America so it can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Those were his exact words. And Dodd said he almost fell off of his chair when he heard that. And he said it wasn't just the Soviet Union. It wasn't that it was communism that they wanted. But the fact was, if you could merge the United States with the Soviet Union, which was at the opposite end, people thought, of the political spectrum, well, you could merge it with any nation. And that was the real goal, because they were trying to set up a merger process in which the United States would be merged with the Soviet Union, Red China, France, England, Germany, you know, the world. And he said, well, how can you do that? And he got the answer when he visited the offices of the Carnegie Endowment Fund for International Peace. He said, you can take a look at our minute books, and you can see what we do here. And the answer came, here's the answer, the strategy that I'm finally building to. They said, the American people will never surrender their affinity to their legal system, their customs, their traditions, you know, none of that. The people are in America are different, and they'll never give up any of that unless they're frightened into it. If they thought that it was necessary in order to survive, then they will give up everything, because survival is the most basic instinct of all human beings. And so therefore, if you're going to change life in the United States so it can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union and any other totalitarian system in the world, you must make the United States a totalitarian system. And the way to do that is to scare the people by getting them embroiled into wars. And this is the amazing part. The Carnegie Endowment Fund for Peace then plotted to get the United States into World War I and to prolong it. And they said, if you can get the American people into war and be afraid of their survival, they will accept a totalitarian government.
So let's be clear. It is on record, in the congressional record, the foundations admit they started World War I and World War II to get the UN and the world government. They are the warmongers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.